extraordinary National Delegate Conference of the MPP was a sequel to the National Delegate Conference of the party held in Cape Coast in August this year. It was purposely to consider proposals made at that conference for amendment of some provisions of the party's constitution, which could not be discussed due to time constraints. The conference was participated by more than 4,000 delegates, including those from external branches and founding members, elders, regional and national executives. The acting national chairman, Freddie Blay, explained that the proposed amendment of the constitution was crucial in an effort in making it a living document for the changing times. The acting general secretary, John Bodu, said between January and June next year, all the internal party elections will be conducted, beginning from the polling station, to be climaxed with the quadrennial National Delegate Congress to elect national executive officers. Mr. Bodu disclosed also that very soon, the MPP will establish its ideological training institute to nurture leaders for the party. The leader of the MPP, President Akufo-Addo, noted that his government has started implementing the party's key campaign promises despite certain challenges and pledged to keep the party in government, and asked that all stakeholders of the party also play their respective roles to support that objective.
A year which has been full of important achievements, which have won the admiration of the nation. We have fulfilled our free senior high school pledge and our determination to revive the national health insurance scheme and the country's agriculture. It is clear already that the program for planting for food and jobs is a success and is going to be an even greater success in the year 2018. We've also had important challenges, the invisible and Delta forces, and the tensions of the grassroots of our party because over jobs. I appreciate very much the anxiety about jobs. What I'm saying is that the foundation has been laid for jobs. It has not been easy because we inherited a bankrupt economy, but because of the ingenuity of the people I'm working, we've been able to lay a good foundation. I'm asking you, let us remain united and confident. We are on the right path, and soon it will be all obvious to everybody.
President Akufo-Addo set the tone for the amendment processes when he vehemently rejected three proposals, including one that sought to make subsequent presidential candidates leaders of the party, even in opposition.
We have agreed the three controversial amendments are going to be withdrawn. The first is the amendment making it impossible for dual citizens to hold party office and contest elections. That amendment will be a disaster for our party. It will lead to the collapse of our overseas branches, and it is not constitutional. I'm aware of the problem that the amendment seeks to cure, but we have to do it in another manner. And that is amendment number 30, Roman 5A, at page 8 of the book. The second proposal that is going to be withdrawn and has been withdrawn is the one that gives MPs the right to appoint members of the constituency executive. I am strongly opposed to the measure, and it is going to be withdrawn. The third amendment to which I am absolutely opposed is that one that is set down as motion number 85, which seeks to make the presidential candidate, the president of our party, the flag bearer and leader of the party. That motion is against all precedent and tradition of this party, and I am going to ask for Congress to, if they will not be withdrawn, to oppose and reject it. We do not need that amendment.
In all, there were 87 motions for amendment that covered almost all the articles of the party's constitution. Most of them were proposed by the party's parliamentary group, with a few individuals and external branches also making suggestions. During the amendment processes led by the first national vice chairman, Frederick Fidria Anto, who chaired the ad hoc constitution amendment committee, some of the proponents, including the parliamentary group, withdrew their respective proposals, saying the trend of voting clearly was not in their favor.
That was a report by Nicholas Osewusu and Francis Abedi.